some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. I did learn something new lately, just the last couple of days. We'll fill you in on a few things going on in Howard's garden, and we'll talk about what's going on in your garden, your landscaping, your compost area, whatever you'd like to talk about. People are already starting to call in, but jump on here. I'm going to get to the phones and kind of go back and forth as I usually do between my stuff and helping people and getting tips from people and whatever you'd like to do. The number is 866, number to be with me, 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. The SPCA report to start things off here. By the way, we've got rain, nice rain here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It just moved through. We may have some more popping up. If you have any issues with that, also let us know. I know there's some other cells around the country, and there's also some really dry places out there, so we'll discuss how that affects whatever kind of plants you're trying to grow. Our report is good and bad. Remy was adopted. Brownie Smurf still waiting for his forever home. This week's dog is Junior Boy, and Junior Boy is a tripod. Junior Boy is a three-legged dog, 4 years old, chocolate pit bull mix, 64 pounds, and he's a lover. He really likes to cuddle. Was rescued from some rough situation apparently, and he doesn't get distracted by other dogs, but he does like to stop and smell the roses. He's one you should consider for sure. He's at the the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. This is for those of you here in our area, and I think that Brownie Smurf is also the Jan Reese Jones. Let me double check here. No, he's in McKinney, it looks like. Brownie Smurf is in McKinney, Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney, Texas. So check both of those out, and wherever you are in the country, help out your rescue organizations. It's a great way to go. This feature is brought to you by Espoma Garden Tome. The Espoma products are terrific. They're around there. One of the things I wanted to spend a little time talking about here, I got a question about Garrett juice, and I get questions about products all the time. I was talking to a retail store this weekend about products, and so I want to spend a little time talking about that. It's one of the frustrations from time to time, because there's so much money and so much power with the chemicals, the toxic stuff, the synthetic fertilizers, all the things that we don't recommend, that the organic materials get pushed to the side a lot of times. The nice thing about Espoma is that these products are available more easily across the country than any of the other organic products, and they're very high quality as well. So check out Espoma.com. It's E-S-P-O-M-A, Espoma.com, and give them a try. You'll find them a lot of times in feed stores, farm stores, and even hardware stores, as well as the nurseries and garden centers. So check all that out. My tea this morning is really good, and I've stumbled into something here that might be a good recommendation. It has my usual start, an entire key lime, and it's got some honey in it. I put the honey in at the end, but it also has ginger, fresh ginger that I cut up in little stringy pieces and put in there, and then also turmeric powder I added to the tea along with apple cider vinegar and the honey. And it's really a nice, it's a thick-looking tea, golden color, and it's really good. So give that one a try. If you haven't yet, may already have tried something along those lines. I tell you what, Betty called in so early. Let me help Betty, and then I'll get back to my stuff. And if you want to jump in on board, it's 866-444-3478. Betty's in Fort Worth. Hello, Betty.
Oh, good morning. Nice to talk to you, Mr. Garrett. I have a small chinquapin tree I planted. Someone gave it to me. I planted it about 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I noticed when I got it, I wasn't thinking it had like spider web on it. So I just cleaned it off and I didn't put anything on it. And I planted it and I noticed the leaves have holes in them. And I also noticed a spot on a leaf. It's like dirt, little dirt, you know, and it's round like a dime, not as big as a dime, but it's some teeny-weeny little bug.
Well, you're talking on a chinquapin oak, one of the common pests that we have, and it's usually not real serious. It's more of a cosmetic thing, and it hits other plants as well. It'll hit bur oak and a lot of other trees as well, but it's called a lace bug, and it's kind of it's not exactly round. It's kind of oblong, but I think that's probably what you're looking at because it'll leave waste on the leaves. It looks like there's some dirt there.
Yeah, dirt.
They can be killed with the essential oil products that are in most of the stores or the spinosad products. This soap spinosad product, which we're found that we're going to be able to get it a little bit more available on the market, it sounds like, would probably be the ultimate tool if you could happen to find it. But if there's spider webs, actual spider webs on the plant, that's no problem at all. In fact, that's a benefit. The spiders are beneficial and will help you in controlling the pest. Also, and it came up when I was talking with Bob Webster on his show yesterday, it has popped up here and down in San Antonio as well, so it may be fairly widespread, an insect called bark louse. And the bark louse, or these bark lice, form a netting on the trunks of trees, and they're totally harmless. In fact, they're probably beneficial. They feed on various things in the bark, lichens, and other growths, but they don't hurt the plant at all. So,
well, what's it look like?
It looks like kind of a tight netting on the bark of the tree. And when people first see it, they may think that, oh, I wonder what's going on. Something, there's a pest on my plant, but it's really no problem at all. I've rarely seen them in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but they are popping up in parts of Texas now, and I've had a couple of people from other areas in the South ask me about them lately, so you may be seeing that as well. Not to worry about. There's a picture of it in my book, the Texas Bug Book, or you can look on our website, dirtdoctor.com. There's a picture of it there.
Well, have you heard of this man who mows the lawn across the street said that I should put vinegar and water, just spray it on there, he said. That'll kill him.
Well, that's fine.
He didn't say how much.
Well, if it's bark louse, you don't need to even do that. But, yeah, vinegar, if you sprayed it on the trunk of a tree, you could do it pretty strongly if it's not hitting the foliage, and it would kill probably most insects. If you need to do that, go ahead.
But, what amount to what amount? Just more water than vinegar?
Yeah, you could do it kind of 50-50 if you're spraying it on the trunk. If you were spraying it on foliage, though, Betty, I wouldn't do more than at the very most 2 ounces of the 5% stuff from the grocery store per gallon of water. You know, in the Garrett juice mixture, the formula is 1 ounce of orange oil per gallon of water. Now, we're not killing anything with that mixture. We're just stimulating. We're doing a light fertilizing. We're using it as a tonic. But if you want to kill something with vinegar, you need to mix it probably at least 50-50 with water. And don't spray that mixture on the foliage. That would just go on the porch, dry surfaces, the bark, the tree trunk, that sort of thing.
Well, I have carrot juice. How much did you say I'll use carrot juice?
Well, garage juice is not going to kill anything. It's just going to stimulate the health of the plant.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't put any kind of fertilizer on it. Maybe I should use garage
juice. Yeah, drench it around the plant and spray the foliage. I wouldn't worry about whichever of those things that we talked about there. I don't think you have a big problem. I need to run, but I hope that helps you.
Thank you.
Okay, appreciate you calling.
Bye-bye.
All righty, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. We'll talk a little bit about how you can get more information about all these things, and we'll talk about products a little bit as well. So do not go away. I'll be right back. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is a great product. It's specifically blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supply major nutrients and trace minerals for a strong, healthy soil and mouth-watering vegetables. Of course, these products are safe for people and pets. You can visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. These products are sold all across the country. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a three-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Last week, toward the end of the show, I was asked to explain the difference in the Garrett Juice and Garrett Juice Pro and Garrett Juice Plus, and I kind of got into talking about the basic formula and everything and didn't finish explaining it. It dawned on me after the show ended and I was going out to my car, so let me do that real quickly and then we'll get back to the phones here. And then I've got some other things about products I want to work in as we go too. But the Garrett Juice, the basic formula, like I said last week, but you may have missed it, of course, is compost tea, vinegar, apple cider vinegar, molasses, and seaweed, those four things. And apple cider vinegar may be the most important one of that bunch. There's a lot of good products out there, and there's some good liquids on the market. But the thing that a lot of them leave out in their version of Garrett Juice, they may call it a completely different name, but the apple cider vinegar, I think, is probably the most important ingredient in the product. So when you make it yourself, it's a cup of compost tea, concentrated compost tea, going into a gallon of water, each one of these, a cup of compost tea, and an ounce each of liquid seaweed, apple cider vinegar, and liquid molasses. That's Garrett Juice. And that formula is available to everybody always. It's on dirtdoctor.com. It's in all my books and all that kind of thing. Well, a lot of people don't want to make it themselves. They want to buy a commercial product. So years ago, we allowed the name to be used, and there's about three different manufacturers that make it now. They use, instead of compost tea, they use liquid humate for that part of it. The reason is that it's more consistent. It works really well, maybe even better. It's more consistent. And it's easier to handle on a commercial basis. So the commercial people do liquid humate, apple cider vinegar, liquid seaweed, and molasses, liquid molasses. Now, the Garrett Juice Plus came along, and Medina makes that product. It has a fish hydrolysate, in other words, liquid fish added to it, so it has more MPK, more horsepower. That's the difference when you see the word plus on the product. If you see the word pro, and there's two different companies now making the Garrett Juice Pro, that one has a little bit more MPK as well, but also has beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus. So it costs a little more of, generally speaking, I guess. We don't sell those things. We just do what we're doing here is tell people about it and help people with it. But it is cost effective because you don't have to buy the Garrett juice and the mycorrhizae and other things. It's all built into one product. The Garrett juice, if you're hearing the term for the first time, is a fertilizer. It's a tonic. It's a root stimulator. It's a drench for plants. It's used for foliar feeding, spraying the foliage. It is not a pest control. It helps with pest control indirectly in that it stimulates life, the beneficial microbes and all that, and it just helps keep the plants healthy. What helps even more than that is the entire sick tree treatment, and I'll go through that with you and talk about some of the new things that we've learned about using the sick tree treatment when we have a little bit more time as well. And then real quick, and I'll talk about this in more detail, but I've had some conversations with retailers recently, and they didn't know, some of them don't know what products to really have in the store, and they kind of buy in a shotgun way, and they have some of the things I talk about and some things that I never mention, and some of them are okay, but they're just not a part of my basic hardcore organic program. Well, I've told a couple of people now that I would send them my list of my recommendations, and anybody out there in the country, if you have a retail store that's interested in getting into this, we'll be glad to send it to them, a list of things that are soil amendments, fertilizers, pest control products, et cetera, that I'm going to be mentioning and that are the most important part of the basic program so they can get involved in handling those products. I was pulling up my old document, and I noticed that it needs to be updated. So I'm actually working on it and going to do an updated version of that. That might make a good newsletter. You know, we do a newsletter weekly, and it's free. And to find out how to get it, all you have to do is go to dirtdoctor.com. Let's see here. Patricia called in early, too. Garland, Texas. Hi, Patricia.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well. What's up?
Well, I wanted to share some good news.
All right.
I have been an advocate of using the little sticky glue board for trapping your fleas.
Uh-huh.
This is that little round circular device that you can get over at Home Depot that has a little light bulb in it that attracts fleas, and what you do is comb your pet, in my case it's a house cat, and then you put the things that you've combed into this area close to the trap, and it's been several months of everyday combing, but I believe yesterday we had zero fleas.
But you've got a trap as well as the combing associated with the combing?
You comb your pet, and then you catch on a piece of that comb, that little metal comb, you catch the fleas and the flea eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And you.
I tell you what, I've got to take a break. Let me put you on hold. I'll talk to you off the air, and then I'll pass it on to everybody. I appreciate your call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We've got an open line. People were there and went away. I hope we didn't have a problem with the phone. Mary Rose is on the phone in there. I was talking to Patricia off the air, and she was telling me a little bit more about this little device that's at Home Depot, available from Home Depot, and it's a little deal that's a sticky trap that has a light with it and attracts fleas. She was simply combing with a flea comb and then setting the comb over there so the fleas from the comb would go into the trap. I told her just to smash them, be a little bit more efficient, I guess. But it sounds like an interesting little device to use. She's had really good luck with it, so if other people have, let us know. The product thing, just again real quickly, if you are interested in the products that we really recommend as part of the basic organic program, or you think your retail store, whether it's a feed store, farm store, hardware store, more and more hardware stores are carrying the things that I talk about, let me know and we'll send you a copy, and we'll look into doing it as a newsletter to send out to everybody. That's probably a good idea. The sick tree treatment, which just comes up over and over and over again. For example, if you have a real bad insect or disease problem on plants, in most cases, those insects and diseases haven't just indiscriminately hit the plants. They've hit for a reason. they've hit for the reason that the plant's in stress for some because of something. Too much water, not enough water, too much of the wrong kind of fertilizer, all those kind of things. The most common one I run into is that the plant's too deep in the ground. I was looking at one yesterday where soil and a deck had been built up on a plant, and the tree's real healthy and doing well. But the first thing you'll see when there is stress is you'll see some kind of minor thinning out of the crown of the plant. Trees are what, you know, we're the most concerned about because that's where the most investment is and the most impact to a site can be. But it can happen to any kind of plant, roses, perennials in general, ornamental trees, whatever. Some of the fruit trees are the most common ones that are attacked by borers, the plum curculio getting into the fruit and all that kind of, all the different things that you have with fruit trees, powdery mildew, various other things. 9 times out of 10 or more commonly, we find that when people are having trouble with insects and diseases on fruit trees or ornamental trees or shade trees, that there is a definite stress-causing situation that needs to be fixed. And then that's fixed, you can solve the problem of the insect or the disease with the kind of things that we recommend, the organic pest controls, and then the pest won't come back. If you don't fix what caused them to come there in the first place, you might be able to control them with whatever you use, hydrogen peroxide, vinegar, spinosad, orange oil, whatever. And in a few weeks, well, here's the problem back again. So the sick tree treatment is explained on our website on dirtdoctor.com. If you look at the homepage, look at all those words or buttons. The one that says guides in all capital letters is a button that takes you to all the formulas and all the specific programs that I recommend. And under that word guides is the sick tree treatment. I need to update it. I need some pictures on it. Right now it's just all text. We need to kind of fancy it up with photographs that are related to the different steps of the thing. But it's currently there. It's in most of my books, if not all of them, and it's also on dirtdoctor.com in the library as well as there on the homepage under guides. So the sick tree treatment is probably the most common thing that we talk about. It's the basic program that I recommend for landscaping, whether it's roses or fruit trees or turf grass or whatever you're trying to grow. But it's the basic program on steroids. There's some added things used in the sick tree treatment that'll help your sick plants. It's primarily what we use for trees, but we came up with it because of the photinia, red-tip photinia, with their disease problems all over the South. And we were able to solve that problem. I still don't recommend planting photinia that much, but if you have them, the problem is certainly solvable. Just like the canker on Italian cypress, the rose rosette on roses, oak wilt, and you name it, whatever disease that's out there, including the ones that you're told don't have any good solution. The sick tree treatment will take care of it. Hydrogen peroxide by itself won't. Of any pest control product will not, but as part of the overall sick tree treatment, those tools help very, very much, very well. Let's talk to David. Crescent, Iowa, is that what that is, David?
Yes, Warren, that's right. It's a little town. It's about 70 miles south of Des Moines.
All right, great. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, you're welcome. You know, I wanted to call an expert, so I'm trying to grow roses up here. I haven't seen a lot of roses in the area as I've driven around, and I was just wondering, is it that difficult in this area to grow them, or is it just you got to have a green thumb or what?
Well, roses will grow anywhere in the country, David, if you select the ones that are the most adapted where you are. And our program, that's one of the things that's under guides on the homepage of my website, is the organic rose program. And it's what we would use anywhere in the country. But what I would advise you to do is talk to the local people there, the extension people, the nurseries, and I'm sure that the roses that they carry in the retail stores there are well adapted, and you can get good information about what are the best choices for you to get started with. But use my recommended program rather than what they might recommend as far as how to plant them and grow them. They'll tend to recommend things like peat moss and synthetic fertilizers and amendments that we don't really recommend. We recommend compost, rock minerals, and sugars like dry molasses and cornmeal. And you may have to shop around a little bit to find the things that we're talking about, kind of like I was talking earlier about the products being different and a little bit harder to find, but they really are available if you look around enough.
Yeah, well, what my goal is trying to make as many roses as I can on my property. You know, I want to go hog wild, so to speak, you know. Well,
that'd be great.
I need, before I spend all that, you know, it's expensive sometimes to plant those, but and it's a lot of work, and I'm getting a little older now, but I want to do it right the first time. So, I was just wondering, can you water flowers and plants to overwater them? That sort of thing, you know, you ground a plant out by using too much water and not enough fertilizer or the combination of both, you know. So I want to do this correctly because as much work as it takes to pull these up, I'm sure that it's just work intensive, you know. So I want to make sure that I get a good growing season, you know.
Well, the start of it is the most important part. The bed preparation, like we recommend, and is explained in great detail on our website and in my books as well. But you prepare the beds really, really well, and you test, you know, water when you dig a hole, fill the hole full of water, and see how well it drains. If it doesn't drain, you need to build the bed higher or put in a drain line that has gravel in the ditch over to a lower point or something like that. But if you do the bed preparation like we line it out, your drainage generally will be pretty good because the bed preparation instructions cause the bed to be raised because of these amendments that we're bringing in and mixing into the existing soil. You see what I mean?
Right. So, I got one good plant that I started growing, you know, testing it out, and I found some little yellow spots, like a little tiny bug that was all over the leaves. So I went in and I took a mild soap solution, you know, and I sprayed that on there, and they disappeared. And I understand you have to cut roses in order to get the plant to grow. You know, you've got to roses are meant to be picked.
Well, the fancy hybrids that are designed for the cut flowers are designed to be cut so you know use and enjoy the flowers. But the old roses, the roses that are on their own root system and everything, they turn into beautiful shrubs, and some of them are climbing, and you don't have to trim them a whole lot at all. You may trim them once a year is all. But that kind of information is for you on the website and in my books. I'm going to have to run and help some other people, but just get that bed preparation going well, and your rose program should just do beautifully.
Okay, we were from Texas, so we live down there in Arlington. Anyway, we moved up to Iowa, but I'll let you go. I know you got other people. Thank you so much. I'll go to your website and check it out.
Okay, David, thanks for calling. I appreciate it a lot. Let's see what's up with Mary in Arlington, Texas. Hey, Mary.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
I have a ficus tree that wasn't getting enough light, so I moved it outside.
Okay.
And, of course, it'll have to come in during the winter. But I didn't want to bring in a bunch of bugs with it. You know how the bugs get in the pots?
Well, there's a couple things you can do. You can spray it and drench the soil with the Garrett juice with some orange oil added to the mix.
Okay.
And it'll tend to run off and even kill insects. That's normally not a huge problem. I've moved plants in and out all the time, and I don't think I've ever seen it really introduce bugs of any kind into the house. But just a precautionary thing, mix some orange oil. Keep the orange oil between an ounce to, at the very most, 2 ounces per gallon of water.
Okay.
And drench it through the soil. And if you mix it with the Garrett juice instead of water, it's just more beneficial to the plant. And either way, it'll get the bugs off of the foliage and out of the soil as well.
Should I do that now or just before I'm ready to
Just before
back?
You come in. You might start doing it a few weeks before and do it a couple of times.
Okay, perfect. Right. Thank you.
I appreciate your call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com.
Texas Natural Feeds offers the finest quality non-soy, non-GMO, non-medicated feeds available on the market. Their elite line of feeds combines organic alfalfa, organic kelp, yummy peanut meal, omega-3, essential amino acids, over 60 trace minerals, direct-fed probiotics, and vitamins to make tasty and nutritious poultry feeds. They also produce quality sheep, goat, pig, and rabbit feeds. Ask for Texas Natural Feeds in your favorite store. Visit their website at texasnaturalfeeds.com or call 254-829-1317 today.
Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the wave of the future. All the experts agree that stem cells are the future of medicine, your personal health, and even your longevity.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
For a complimentary consultation, a $200 value, call now 800-705-6006.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks don't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you're missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. Ohira's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. Ohira's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All right, Howard, back with you. And let's see, what else? One thing I wanted to, before we go back to the phones, and by the way, that number is 866-444-3478. The latest newsletter we're having quite a bit of response about it. It's about two plants, two very similar plants, but they're different. One is called the bird of paradise, and it's not the floral arrangement bird of paradise. It's the one that looks like the other plant we covered, Pride of Barbados, and they're both real lacy, beautiful plants. The bird of paradise is a little bit more woody, a little larger, more tree-like, and the pride of Barbados is more of a big perennial. And they both bloom just gorgeous yellow and red flowers. The pride of Barbados tends to be more orange and red with a little bit of yellow. The bird of paradise tends to be a little bit more yellow, but they're excellent plants, and they can be grown anywhere in the country, depending on how you want to grow them. In Zone 8, which is what we are in Dallas, we can get away with both of them to a degree, but especially the little tree, the little bird of paradise, as a permanent plant. In 7 and colder, it'll freeze to the ground and maybe completely, and you have to protect it in the winter. And then in the cooler parts, the colder parts of the United States, you have to treat them probably both as annuals. The one called Pride of Barbados, probably a little faster, a little easier growing, and using it anywhere as an annual for the warm growing season. It's a terrific plant. So if you didn't get the newsletter, take a look at that and get that information. If you haven't signed up, all you do is sign up right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. And if you didn't get the newsletter, go to the website and just go to the newsletters, and the archives are right there, and it'll be the first one that'll come up for you. Let's see. We talked about the lice. Borers have been talking to one of my golf buddies that has a red oak that has some borers in some damaged area that was created by lightning years ago. And again, the same thing goes. It's like it's almost hard to believe it's so simple. But when you have a tree that has borers in it, there is a specific reason that the borers are there. In that case, lightning had hit it, stressed the plant, plus the tree's not high enough, covered the flare was covered a little bit. It was uncovered. Now I'm recommending to him to even uncover it more. That's one change that's happened with me. I've gotten much more aggressive at uncovering the bases of trees. Much more dramatic exposure, I think, is important. My ginkgo tree is a perfect example of it. We've uncovered it and continue to uncover it because where it's located during heavy rains and everything, it kind of silts in a little bit. And from time to time, I have to go back and take even more of the mulch and the silting in off of that tree and some others on the property. It is incredibly important for trees and woody plants in general to have that flare dramatically exposed. Let's go to Eugene, St. Joe, Arizona.
And Arkansas, and talk
yeah. to him. What's going on there, Eugene?
How are you doing today?
Doing well, thanks.
I've got a question about using garret juice in greenhouses, like hothouses and sure. coal and regular coal frames. Is there anything I need to add to it, or can you just use the basic formula?
We've used that basic formula in all kinds of agricultural situations, including injecting it into fertigation and blueberry growing operations.
Really?
Yeah.
How about anything? I mean, can we use it in drip irrigation, injecting it in that?
You bet. The only thing you have to be careful about, if you make it yourself especially, there will be some particulate matter in the
right.
compost tea, and you need to be careful about the size of the emitters and that sort of thing so you don't get anything stopped up. But if you set up the fertigation and you have the ports, you know, large enough, yeah, you can run the garret juice in a diluted form. I wouldn't do the full strength every time, but in a diluted form going on the plants every time you irrigate, man, we've seen beautiful, extremely good results.
Okay, how about I haven't started making this yet. I was getting ready to call you and ask you about this basic formula you gave today. How about molasses and seaweed? What brand would be good to get? Because I think of molasses. I think of dried molasses. I use those in my cow feed.
Okay.
Seaweed. I think of dried kelp. Now, what are we talking about as far as using molasses and seaweed?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because neither one of those will work with the liquid.
Right. Yeah, I know.
With the molasses, you need to get an agricultural molasses that's pure liquid. The dry stuff is, you know, doesn't go into solution. It'd clog up your emitters right. tremendously. Just talk to the distributors that sell agricultural products, and they'll have a liquid molasses that they sell as cattle, part of cattle feeding.
And a liquid seaweed, too, right?
The seaweed is several companies that make an actual liquid. You can buy it dry, and it turns into a pure liquid, but you don't want the kelp, the dry material. You want something that's been dehydrated or is in a liquid form to begin with. You see what I mean? And then the apple cider vinegar is just apple cider vinegar.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you, Howard.
All right. Good luck. Keep me posted how it works for you, okay?
All right.
Thanks, man. Bye. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number next hour is same as the first hour, 866-444-3478. Website is dirtdoctor.com. We'll be back with you right after this.